Not as many naked people, more poop. Everyone's college experience is a little different.
Little bit.
You shouldn't call them little bits. That probably makes the model feel bad.
Never any male models, so I don't think they would mind.
What, you never drew a dong?
So yeah, since you ask, I have drawn naked people in college.
Let's clarify. Everyone's drawn naked people. You've drawn naked people who are in the room.
Yes, I have. I have sketched from a naked figure in the middle of the room. That was not weird at all. I promise. No, it is. It is a little weirdness that you have to get over. But I mean, this person's professional. They're there for a reason. They are. In my case, for most of the time, it was a older woman. So, you know, you're not drawing like the perfect Greek goddess or anything like that. It's like, oh, this is a regular old lady. She's gonna sit like this for a while. Now you have to draw it. And okay, there ain't nothing sexy about this. Let's just draw these wrinkles and folds and try and make this knee look like it's actually coming towards me when it just looks like a short leg. So there's moments of that. But I will say, eventually, you know, she wasn't available every single time we had our class. They had to replace her, and they replaced her with a younger, much hotter woman. And for a short time, that was weirder because...
Better but weirder.
Yeah. I, again, not like, you know, perfection, but much tighter.
Less shading required.
Yeah, that's, you can say that. It's very interesting. These people are really good, like the ones that do it professionally. I mean, you get paid for it, so you do it professionally. And they're able to hold a pose for a very long time, and that's what you need, because you kind of, you know, sketch in the basics and then tighten it up as it goes. And these people do a great job doing what they're paid to do, is stand there or sit there or define the pose. There would be some where they'd be like, okay, or the professor would be in the room and would be like, okay, it's time for another pose. Do you really think you can hold that for an hour? And like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, you're right. So they put the leg back over from their head. It's never anything like that. But, I mean, it's like, yeah, you have to be able to hold it for a while and then you just draw it. And I think unless the context was different, there's not really too much sexy about it. Especially the fact that you're doing it with, I think in my case, probably 12 other people in the room at the time. And, you know, it's very clinical. It's not like I'm drawing this for for personal use later on. I'm drawing this for a grade. I want the shading to look good, not because I want to impress the lady that's in the middle of the room and I'm drawing this of her. I want my professor to look at it and like, yes, you recreated the pubes very well. Is that cross-hatching or is that... Nope, that's okay. Okay.
What is the best technique for drawing pubes? I don't know. Come on, art man.
Comes in all shapes and sizes. So you just have to look at the subject and decide what's best for that subject. Some cases, maybe just a little pencil rubbing, get a little shading in there, and some would be a more of a quick little curly cue.
Once in a while, I go get my oil brush and go to town.
Then you get kicked out. Not welcome back. Not supposed to be in that class in the first place.
Using a paintbrush in a drawing class. The ultimate offense.
Yes. So, yeah, I'd like get back to my dorm after like having the first couple of sessions and then be like, so is it weird? I bet it was weird, right? I mean, yeah, for a little bit, but then it got fine. It was fine. And then after a while, I would just come back and like, done drawing naked people? Yes.
Naked, yes, people complete.
And my roommate's like, all right, I'm next.
Draw
disrobing.
This.
Disrobing while eating his Outback leftovers. Oh, I don't want to draw this. So yeah, it's a really interesting. I actually would like to take classes on it, but I'm sure they offer somewhere locally here. But I think it's good. Everybody's there. Well, I would hope everybody's there for the same purpose, to learn how to draw figures better.
There's got to be at least one person in every one of those classes who does not have the purest of intentions.
Yeah, well, especially outside the college, I'm doing this for a grade so I can graduate perspective. It's just like, nope, I just signed up for this because I wanted to draw naked people. Don't sit next to that guy.
Anytime you look at their paper and it's just a stick figure with circles on it. Circles and curly cues.
Just draws that every time.
I'm done. Just going to sit here and watch for the next 2 hours.
All right. Okay, now move your leg. Now put the vase over there. Okay, yes. Stick, circle, circle. Done. Appreciate your work.
Yeah, see, being in computer science, we didn't have anything like that. It was a much more clothed environment.
I mean, yes, if you're not drawing naked figures, I would hope everybody is clothed.
Well, and you know, I had a lot of electronics labs where you're putting circuits together on breadboards, and a pube gets in one of those, and you can have a whole semester's work just wiped. Be horrible.
The fact that you describe that as a situation that somebody has to plan for, which means it has happened once, is disturbing.
There's labs where, like, the person there would tell you, like, yeah, I looked up and so-and-so was standing over their breadboard. It was smoking and he was crying, and that was the end of that's the end of his career as an electrical engineer.
What?
Like, if you hook things up wrong and you fry one of your expensive chips... And it undoes your entire semester of work. So this is a class that I had. I did computer science, but I did a digital systems emphasis, which means I focused on actually building hardware. So you had to take all these electrical engineering classes, which required a lot of soldering and a lot of breadboards and putting circuits together to literally build your own computer. And there's one class, and this was a weeder class, you know what I mean when I say that? A class that's just there to kick your butt so that the people who aren't going to do this forever just stop trying.
Right.
So it was one of those classes, and we spent an entire semester building just this tiny thing attaching the CPU, all these different resistors. I can't even remember all the stuff. This was 15 years ago. And manually wiring them all up, designing the circuits, getting everything connected so that you could get the outputs the way you wanted. And it was a huge pain in the butt. And there were people who project got fried, and then they were done. I was very much struggling in this class. It took me a long time to get my thing all wired up correctly. And a lot of the electrical engineering major people were kind of looking down on me, including the TA. He's like, you computer science person, thinks he can program stuff. So the project was to build a computer, program it, and turn it in. It took me up until the day before it was due just to build the darn thing. And everyone knew I was way behind. And I finally got it all built. And they're like, well, if you can get it programmed by tomorrow, you pass. If not, you have to take this class again. Like, oh, that sucks. And the lab where you could actually test your code was closed at that point, so I had to just write the code and hope. So I wrote the code, I hoped, took it in the next day, nailed it. And so ended up catching up and everything. And the guy's like, well, good job. Just make sure you turn in the final report, and you'll be fine. So I wake up the morning to turn in the final report, with explosive diarrhea. And this lab was on the other end of campus from where I lived. Packed up everything, walked across the street, went into the building there, pooped. Walked across the other street, found a toilet, pooped. Went to the other end of that building, pooped. Went across the quad, pooped. Went to this other building, pooped. It took me like an hour to walk 3 blocks because I had to poop 7 or 8 times.
Good day.
Yeah, but I made it.
Victory.
I turned it in with power and authority.
Land the slam dunk. I shit my pants.
Well, the guy's like, here, thanks for turning it in. Let's talk about it. What'd you learn from this? Like, no, I'm leaving. I'm going to go find the nearest bathroom, and I'm going to sit there for a half hour and just finish this up.
Yeah, I feel like that's everybody's human, so everybody should understand, you know. I would love to talk to you about this. I'm very excited about it. I'm happy I completed it on time and that it's good. I have to go poop, like you wouldn't believe. If you don't let me do that, I'm going to poop right here and we're all going to be sad and it's going to be awkward.
You know how it's awkward now because I'm kind of shifting and trying to get out of the situation? It's about to get much more awkward if you do not shut up and let me go. So, you know, not as many naked people, more poop. Everyone's college experience is a little different.
A little bit.
You shouldn't call them little bits. That probably makes the model feel bad.
Never any male models, so I don't think they would mind.
What, you never drew a dong?
I don't think we had any males, no. It was always female.
So when we worked at the paper, we wanted to do a story on the nude models on campus. And someone was getting real excited about the photo illustration that was going to go with it. Because I was the one that requested the story. I was the editor and was like, and for the photo, get something like someone drawing and then like a covered up naked person behind him. And the photographer's like, yeah, I can make that work. And the writer goes off, writes the story. So we run it big full page, and it was a dude kind of laying like Burt Reynolds, but with the sketch pad covering his junk. You know, that's how you get a photo illustration of a nude model into a college paper. And yeah, there were several very disappointed people.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Thank you very much for listening. To find more podcasts from our network, head on over to www.digitalstrips.com. You can also find us at twitter.com/digitalstrips, facebook.com/digitalstrips, or soundcloud.com/digitalstrips.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.